Okay, my computer. So let's go. So we want to. So the shayla is like this. So the Rosh says that even though by krak susi, if you're meicho, so then the iser comes back. But over here, you know, the it doesn't come back because you were meicho the mechina the kaiso. So the shayla is okay. Ain't nachina mi the chiyamamin is. Of the kaiso goes off, but the maisa, because that's mamin is, but of Shmuel and Rav Elchanan, I think also, but of Shmuel beferish asked the kasha. But what about the iser mazik? So Rav Shmuel's basic answer, the quotes from Shimon, his Rebbe, that there really is no iser mazik here because you're doing it in mishalot. You're doing it b'shalom, and you're not malicious, whatever. And there's no iser mazik in such a case. And the only chiyuv is a chiyuv to build a wall, which is a din derabbanan, derabbanan mechayiv you to build a wall. So as it says, hezek riyash mehezek, it means that there's derabbanan where machshev this hezek to be mechayiv you to build a wall, but not that it's in hilchus mazikin. Doesn't go into the Hilchus Yaradeya, the Hilchus that there's an Isser to be Masik, your friend. I care, it's not my problem that I'm being Masik. Let him watch himself. There, that's what he says. So we had a kash on him yesterday from the Shulchan Aruch. It could be that Dov was right yesterday and one of my kashas was not such a good kasha. I take it back. But the second kasha, I tell that I'm being made to you, if you grant it. But the second kasha was, I think, is still a good question. Is that the halacha of the war with the mechidas and sif aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha of two aniyim is in sif gimel. The Rav Shmuel is gufa brings a raya one from the other, and when you look in the Shulchan Aruch. Especially, it looks like they're different halachas, because in Sif Aleph, if he doesn't bring any chiyuv to be careful, and in Sif Gimel, the Ramah adds this point that you have, which is a pretty big chumrah, that you have to be yarchik asma kol ma'ase she'efshir. If you say it's just a musar drabon, it's okay. So maybe you left out the musar. I don't know. Maybe that would be an old daichik. But especially in the Gra that says it's an Isser, that's a pretty big Isser because it means that you can't go into the field and act like a normal person. You have to be Yarchik Komad the Efsher. You have to Bedavka look down, you have to whatever, you know, you have to Komad the Efsher that's a lot. You know, there's obviously you're allowed to use your what you need to use. But you have to be careful. You have to be conscious. You have to always be thinking not to look more than you have to look. So, and here in the first sif, he didn't mention such a halacha. So I wanted to claim that it's mashma that in the sif alf it's different. It's mutter, which would be mashma a different structure. There's the question teaching. It has a structure answer to it. The structure is that obviously. In Sif Aleph, there is something which is a positive force which is making it mutter. There's, in a vacuum, the halacha would be like in Sif Gimel. That's been there. There's no nothing. There was no mechira. So that's a vacuum case, a plain normal case. But in Sif Aleph, being that there was a mechira, the mechira is a positive force to make it mutter, and it not only takes off the chayshem mishma dikadin. But it takes off the Yardaya Dikadin. So we said, what's the Svara? So we said a structure that it's just like, you know, I mean, it's not no Hezber, but the structure we said, just like you have a concept of so things are contingent on each other. Eidu Shabbato Miksaso Bato Kula. So when you know, that means that even though Eidus is efficient halachically with two, but if you have three and you knock off one, the whole thing falls apart. So sometimes it's such a concept that needs some structure that when you have something extra and then you knock out the extra part, then the whole thing falls apart. So here, since there is a chiyuv mamonis, Whereas by Kraksusi, there is no Chiyuv Maminus. So nothing got knocked out. But here, there is a Chiyuv Maminus. So Agav, somehow we were trying to say some Svara, not like Rav Shmuel, that Agav, the fact that the Chiyuv Maminus gets knocked out, so somehow or another, that removes the Isser Yeridea. So then it's very good. In Sif Gimel, there's an Isser Yeridea, which is, because it's normally there is an Isser Yeridea, not like for Shmuel. And that's Mechayiv Yu, Kohechad Yarchik Atzmo, Koma Defsher.
How do you have a right to look at all, like we said yesterday? Can Rebbe explain that? If there's an Isser, if there is an Isser here, how do you, where did we come up with this? Okay, do as much as you can. All right, so I won't trample your garden as much as I can. And when I can, when I have no choice, I'll trample. Like, where did...
Because there's such a concept.
Who made this up, first of all?
Chazal, man, just like it's a much less radical than Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that there's no Isser at all, even though I am trampling you. Because I'm in, since I'm in my own yard, the Torah allows me to do it in my own yard, even though not my own yard is causing hezek to you. Too bad. As long as you're in your own yard, you're mutter. So the way we're saying it is, listen, the Torah, there's a gedder. It's just like we have by histakless for women. It's not so great. It's a similar type of thing that there's ika darka chrina and leka darka chrina. That when there's ika darka chrina, so you're not allowed to go in a certain place. When it's leka darka chrina, you're allowed. Because so the iser gupa is that, the iser is when you have no reason why you're doing that. If you have a reason, okay, we understand.
Leka darka chrina, it's a totally different mechanism. A person is not allowed to put himself in an nisayon. And in this case, he's allowed, assuming that he doesn't, he's not going to do it at all. He's not going to do the Isser. Here, you're doing the Isser.
We have the same thing of Leka darka chrina in numerous examples, you have by walking behind a woman. So if it's like a dog, we always walk behind women. If you're going, because whether women are all over the place. So if it says it shouldn't, no, you're not supposed to walk behind women. So Tara says, again, it's like a dog,
but you're vaday doing an Isser of Hezek.
I'm not vaday doing an Isser. The Isser is, the Isser is, it's a similar type of idea of Rav Shimon. The Isser is of hurting him for no reason. Where do you come? You're hurting that person. You have the ability, like in Sif Gimel, to look down and to get what your basic needs done without hurting him. So just like we say by Ikatakina, you have the ability to go do what you have to do without putting yourself into an Isayin. So why are you putting yourself in Isayin? So it shows that you don't care. That's an avla. So the same thing is with Mazik, your friend. Listen, I have a right to worry about myself. Even though there's a worry about your other person, but you also have to worry about yourself. I have chayecha kaidmim. But if I can go ahead and take care of my chayecha kaidmim without hurting you, so then there's no excuse. If the only way I can take care of my chayecha kaidmim is by hurting you, okay, so then the Torah allowed me to be a normal person. Torah allowed me, I'm allowed to walk into the street and breathe, even though I might have a germ and I'm causing you, but there's a certain, I'm allowed to function. Even if a person has a cold, he's allowed to go to the street. He doesn't have to lock himself in his house. How he's going to cause maybe someone else to get a cold? Okay, I don't know, maybe, you have to be considerate. You don't go
stand on top of somebody. Rebbe says hezek is a real hezek, right? It's embarrassing, the person. So now he reneges on it. I'm not giving you permission anymore.
There's I don't want to say we
I renege on that. I'm no longer giving you permission to look.
Right, I'm not a bad. The we had two possibilities in hezek ria. It's even if it's real hezek, it could be real hezek because you're embarrassing him, or real ethic because you're causing that he can't use his property.
Well, that's the second way is of Rav Shmuel.
No, yeah, but Rav Shmuel is saying that it's neither. Rav Shmuel says that even the second way is not a choshen mishpatika, is not a yoredeya dika
iser. Oh, so Rebbe is learning deprivation.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to learn that way too. Yes, in other words, but that's a real hezek. The real hezek is that I'm causing you, maybe that you can't use your property.
It's not a personal damage. Okay. Right, that's the financial damage.
But now I'm causing you that you can't use your property. So what? So therefore, I shouldn't use my property.
I don't want you to use my property. You're depriving me.
Listen, can I try to answer Tzvi a little bit differently? Is that this is the best pshara the Rabbanon came up with? You're right. You know, if you want to say that each
it's not the Rabbanon. This is a Daraisa called Hezek.
I didn't say it's a Daraisa.
We're not saying that it's
a Mazik is Mazik.
I never said so right that it's an Issa Daraisa.
Mazik? Wait.
Why do we have to? Rav Shimon says it's Mamish Mutter. We're not obligated to go to the other extreme and say it's an Issa Daraisa. Now it could be a sedition deraisa, but you don't have to be. We're allowed to be in the middle. We're saying that it has a griyashma hezek. Sounds like it's a din mazik. Does it mean it's an isra deraisa? I don't know. Maybe it's not.
If we would take it all the way to isra deraisa, what would you prefer in a case that you can't build a kaisa? Would you prefer that you cannot use yichatzer, or would you prefer that both of us? The best scenario is that we both.
And you're saying mechila. So that's mechila then.
It's not a mechila. It's Rabbanon realized that most people.
Where do we ever find where you have a mazik? We have a mazik of shor. So we say, you know what? You do your best you can. If you can't watch it because you're too busy,
both of them would be mazik.
Isn't that shot in Rego? That Rego b'shus harabim is mutter. What does the Rush say? Why is Rego b'shus harabim mutter? Because and they say because that's the norm.
That's the dechaylam. So here yeah, most people would prefer.
That is what the Rosh said by even Mazik of Rego. The Torah allowed you to take your shor into Rosh Hasharabim. By taking your shor into Rosh Hasharabim, it's very likely your shor is going to step on something and break it. But you got to be able to live. And the Torah, yeah, I agree with that. That's what people want. The Torah lets you, the Torah doesn't create. You know, because you're Isser Mazik, you can't function. You have to worry. You have to mind your life comes too. So the Torah allows you to have shor b'shus harabim.
Right?
I think it's the Birka Shmuel. The Birka Shmuel said, I don't really know for sure, but I think he said that shor b'shus harabim is different than Eishin Tumim. Asian Tomim, Shadis, it's an Aveira, it's just a spirit of Shlumim. But Shurbish is a Rabbim, there's no Aveira. It's Mutter. You're allowed to let your Shur into a Shus Rabbim. You're not over in Aveira. If you're Asian Tomim, born in Kedem, you're over in Aveira, but you're a Shlumim. But it's such a thing. It's a very logical thing that the Torah, I think Rav Shimon is also based on this, except Rav Shimon is more extreme. We're saying we're borrowing partially from Rav Shimon that the Torah that Pshat in the Sif Gimel is that obviously it's mazik, and the Torah you have to minimize the mazik as much as you can. Not on your expense that I can't function because I can't mazik use, and especially if we learn that we're talking hezek of a field. So because I shouldn't take away from you the usage of a field, therefore I shouldn't have a usage of a field. That doesn't make sense because I don't have to worry about you more than I have to worry about myself. So I have to worry that I shouldn't deprive you of usage of your field.
And Mechaloin?
I don't need to look in the window. And
I can't open up. I can't open the Chaloin. I want the Avir. I want the Avir, but I'm not allowed to open the Chaloin.
Because apparently it's not a usage that's really considered necessary for you. It's not, you don't really need this. Chazal and their Hashara did not feel that you need this. Therefore, you're going ahead and you're doing something that you don't need because of your luxuries. And in the process, you're being mazik the other guy. So that you're not allowed to do. You can't be mazik the other person for your luxuries, for your added, you know, that's called being inconsiderate. That's what, you know, that was the case of Nosson Anavi, that was it, to Shlomo, to David, right? Because you want a little something, so you go in and you take the other guy's thing. That's rishus, you know, so you can't be, you have to be considerate. There's no, the Torah did not matter, and especially it's Rabbanah, being mazik, the other person, because of your mishigas, so you want a window. So don't have a window. But in Sif Gimel, what if I can't go into my field? I can't use my chutzner because if I use my chutzner, then he won't be able to use his chutzner. So that doesn't make sense. I shouldn't use my chutzner, so he should have a chutzner. Why is he better than me?
I'll make a deal. I don't know. Make a pshara, alternate days.
So Chazal made the pshara. The pshara is, Chazal figured out the pshara for us. And the yashris is that you use it, your chatzar, and you just look the minimal amount that you need to look to get your basic usage. And you're not allowed to look more than that.
So the question is,
it's extra.
The question is why in Sif Aleph we don't have the exact same restriction. That's really the question on the floor.
They're starting to argue with me before we got to that. That was a question that I wanted to go to. I wanted to get to, assuming we understand Sif Gimel the way I understand it, that the Rav Shimon is wrong, that there really is an Isser Mazik and a certain type, and yet for some reason that Isser doesn't apply in Sif Aleph. Why doesn't appliance have out? That's where I was trying to go.
Is it possible?
I got interrupted, but just for the record, okay, I mean, I will listen, I'll listen, but I got interrupted by Svinovo that he said that before you get to Sif Aleph, Mineu Bay, Sif Gimel doesn't make sense because Sif Gimel, even though Sif Gimel says that there's an Isser, but it also says there's a Heter. So Mimanachuk, if it's Osir, it should be Osir, and if it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Where do we get that if it's Osir sometimes and Mutter sometimes? So we're saying, and I think this is where Sandy is agreeing with me too, is that especially if it's a Rabbanan, the Rabbanan made up a codified Isir that when it's for no reason, when there's no reason, I think it's really very similar to Ikatar Kakrina and Ikatar Kakrina. There's no reason. What in the world are you hurting that guy for no reason? So why are you looking? So that's usher. But, you know, no reason or no valid reason. Or even if you have a reason, but the Chazal don't makshav your reason. But if you have a valid reason that Chazal recognize and understand, so of course, and then they allow you to be masochim because you have to. And otherwise, you can't function. Yeah.
If we accept Sif Gimel that it works somehow or other, and we're down to Sif Aleph, is it possible to say as Svara that when the other person is Meichel your Chiyuv to build the wall, it's as though you built the wall?
And Rabbi Elchanan says that.
What?
Rabbi Elchanan says that to explain why there's no Chiyuv to build the wall again. So it's as if you built the wall. Okay, but you still can't say that as far as the chi of mumminess, it's as if you built the wall, so you can't be mechayev him to build the wall again. But that doesn't explain, but for it, there is hezek.
Can we extend that a little bit?
It's a lumdisha thing to pop to you from the chi of mumminess, but you can't deny the metzias that practically speaking, the guy gets embarrassed, and practically speaking, he can't use his field.
Well, he has the option of building his own wall if he wants to. He's
okay, that's called hezek.
But if I'm kind of when I since what you and Michael and I building of the wall, it's as though I built the wall. And when I had I really built the wall, whether in fact or through acquiring the would have been building through Mechila, I acquire along with it all the rights and types and degrees of Ishtamshus that I would have had I actually built the wall. And once I acquire those rights, I'm sorry that me exercising those rights bothers you, but I acquired those rights already. I bought them from you. I didn't buy them with money. I acquired them with Mechila. The Rosh's Lashon is at the end, is not 100% mashma like Rav Shmuel, because Rav Shmuel is saying that there's nothing else. The Rosh doesn't really say there is nothing else. He doesn't say ein shum chiyav hezek ella tfiyas mamon. He says there is a tfiyas mamon there. It sounds like even when there is a din of hezek of yoredeya, the fact that the tfiyas mamon which he was meichel, and Hilchos Mechila says when someone's meichel, it's like it's in your bank, it's in your pocket. Therefore, that somehow counters and fights off or defends you from whatever existing yoredeya din there is.
Okay, I really can't argue with you because Rabbi Ochanan seems to say something like that. But I don't fully understand it. I have to admit that, in other words, it's not like you're saying that there's a right. Poshup Shad, it's not a right. It's just a memeda. You built the wall. You are Yotzi Yechiyah Maminis. And then memeda, there's no hezek. It's because there's no wall. It's not a. It's not that it's a halachic din that is when you build the kaisel, the it's just a mitzias. So if you built an invisible wall, so you are yaitse, your hilchus building a wall, but the wall, but the mitzias is still there. I don't know. I mean, it's a chiddush that there comes that there's halachic rights in building a wall, and as far as the hezek. But Rabbi Chaim, I should have sent you the Kobei Shirim. The Rav Chaim right here in Chelek Aleph does say that some kind of shot like that.
But he's doing it in order to answer the question, what about the future damage? Granted, you might on the past, what about the future? So that's who's why he invented the Torah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How come by Chalon there could be a Chazaka then?
Chalon, why can't there be a Chazaka?
Because it's a real Mazik, Rabbi said.
So you have a chazaka that you're a meicho. If you're meicho, you can be meicho. Well, I don't know.
Let him take it back.
Yeah, how's Rebbe answering that?
Wait, I don't know. One second. The Rosh said by Chalain. I don't know. The Rosh said you could be meicho by Chalain. I'm not even sure what the Rosh said by Chalain. The Rosh said only over here, he said, because it's as if you built it, it's your Meichel the Kozo. I don't know what he said by Chalain. I don't know. I'm not sure what by Chalain. Did he say you could be Meichel by Chalain? I don't know. I don't remember him saying that. You can be your Meichel that you're allowed to have a Chalain, but he didn't say he's Meichel is stockless in the Chalain. I don't think he said that. Anyway, let me try. I hear what Dov said. I don't know. I tell you what I was trying to say. If it's good, it's good. If it's not good, it's not good. I don't know. There's a Gemara we did on days on the days in the Mandamar Hezek Ria Lashmei Hezek that they brought a Raya from a Gag, that the Bala Gag. Gag has son of Chotravero, so the Bala Gag has to build a wall. So you see, Hezek Riyashma Hezek. So the Gemara says that's because the Bala Chotzer says to the Bala Gag, I don't expect you to be out there. You don't usually come out. And therefore, when you come out, you're being Mazik, mate. Avo Chotzer, since I expect you to be there, so I goof on what Rashi says. I'm a culture. I look at their value. Gevia tashmisha to call echo bechal kosha. You know, I didn't mean it to tzina. Now, since I expect you there, so I goof it. Don't do mean it to tzina. So, in other words, Rashi said the Madamar Hezek Vialashma Hezek says that by two chatzer, since you're there, so I goopa don't go out and do things. So now, why isn't that a good? What does the other Madamar say about that? There's a Hezek Vialashma Hezek says, I'm not being mazik you because you fakir. You know that I might come out, and therefore you won't go out and do something private there. What are the other man that I'm out? What?
You can stay away.
I can't hear you.
You can stay away.
But that's what the man Damer Hezek Rialafma Hezek says. So correct. I'm not hurting you because if I can't, you know that I'm there, so you won't come. So what does the man Damer Hezek Rialafma Hezek say?
You're depriving me.
Oh, I'm depriving you. But
I mean, the Rush argues in one of his, the second Svara, he says, I can come in at any second. You don't know. I have to wash myself every second when I go in.
But I'm saying, the Madame Lashme Hezek says, then listen, so I'm not hurting you because you Goofa won't use it. So maybe, trying to think, maybe it's a circle. In other words, first, by the Gag, everyone agrees that Shmuel has it. Because since you're using it, therefore I'm imazik you. But if it's Lashmei Hezek, then you're not using it, then there's no Hezek. So that means that you need a starting point that you're using it to make Hezek. So maybe the starting point is that there's a Chiyuv Koso. Yeah, this, if there's a Chiyuv Koso, that means that I'm supposed to use this property. So now, the fact that you're not building a Koso, and you're looking at me is causing me hezek. You're stopping me from using my property. But if there's no Chiyuv Koso, then you go up and you never had the right. You okay in Echinami, you never had a property. Just like the Madamar Hezek Rialashma Hezek says, you never had it. You won't you can't use it. Okay, but that's what you have. You can't complain that's what you had in the first place. No, in other words, you're complaining. I'm causing you that you can't use your property, or I'm causing you to be embarrassed. You own the piece of property. I mean, like, who came first? Let's say the other guy came first. So he moved into the neighborhood first. So now you bought a piece of property that there's someone looking at it. So you bought a piece of property let's take a Luyitzer case. It was a Hefker property, and first person moved in first, and the second person comes. So where are they complaining? You're causing me damage. That was what the property was. The property was that the other guy, that the piece of property that someone's looking at. So I'm not causing you damage. That's what you have. So in other words, what you first need the Chi of the Rabbanan to make a Koso, to make it a Hezek. If there's no Chiyuv to make a Koso, then you never had it, then you can't complain that you're being masik me, because you never had the right to privacy. First, you have to have a right of privacy, and then you can complain that you're taking away my right of privacy. But if there was no right of privacy, so I'm not taking anything away from you. That's you never had it in the first place. That's what the Mount Amar Hezek Rialashma Hezek says. You never had any right of privacy here. So I'm not hurting you. You never had it. You never.
Right, but what about the other Mount Amar, which we're paskening like?
So I'm saying he agrees. He might agree to the Svara, except there's a starting point. There's a starting point that the Rabbanan were concerned that a person should have the right to privacy. Therefore, they were misaking that you have to build a wall. Now that you have to build a wall, then the Chiyah that brings causes the Yardaya to get Chiyah Mazik. In other words, the Yardaya Chiyah Mazik is only a Totsah of the Chiyah to build a wall.
Maybe saying the Tafkin Chatzah.
If there wouldn't have been, I think this is maybe, we'll think about it. If there wouldn't have been a Chiyah to build a wall, then you're not Mazik him, because he never had privacy. So I'm not taking away anything from you. You never had it. But once the Rabbanan were misaking that you're mechuyev to build a wall, so now you have privacy. It's like Nafal Shiny. So now that you have privacy, so now you're taking that away from me.
Why would Chazal make you build a wall if you're not violating anything?
Because Chazal wanted, even just like that, I'm saying just like Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, there's no Isser, and Chazal went and were misaking, you should build a wall.
So only because of Hezekiah.
But according to Rav Shimon, there's no Yoredeya Dika Isser. But nonetheless, Chazal were misaking that the Chiyuv to build a wall.
The Rebbe's not going in that direction.
Hezekiah. No, so I'm saying the same thing. I'm saying that I'm agreeing with Rav Shimon. The starting point is there was no Isser, but I'm just saying a different reason there was no Isser. There was no Isser, but Chazal came along and they felt that we want that fact that everyone's looking at each other, it's a terrible situation. It's ridiculous. Everyone's losing out, and therefore they were misaking, so people should not have Hezekiah. They were misaking at Takana, they should build a wall. But once, this is where it's different than Rav Shimon, but once the Rabbanan were misaking the Chiyuv to build a wall, then it caused that there should be an Isser also. Because now you're masochim, because there's supposed to be a wall here. So I'm supposed to have privacy. So now you're being masoch me. So there is a second step. The first step is Rabbanan were misaking, you have to build a wall. The Rabbanan 5,000 years ago, whatever it is, they made a takana, you're supposed to build the wall. Once they were misaking that, that causes a chain reaction that you're being mazik. Memele, says the Rush, if you meichel the wall, then you don't get that chain reaction. So then there is no Isser anymore. Since the Isser is only a totsah of the wall. The Isser is the fact that there was a wall in itself. That by Gag, the Isser is because I don't know. You know, so the Isser is contingent on the wall. What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the wall is what is giving you the right for privacy. If there's no chiyuv wall, you don't have a right for privacy.
The wall is what gave a Metzias. A Metzias created the Metzias, so you have the right and the Metzias of privacy.
That's not the machlokas between Shmei and Lav
Shmei. One second. So, now before the Rabbanan came along and were misaken, you have a right to a wall, then you had no right of privacy. Then you couldn't go ahead and tie in the head, like, you're being masik me. Well, mehechi teisi, that you have the right of privacy. That's kuba what the Madama Hezekiah Lashmei Hezek says. You don't have any rights of privacy. We're both here. That's the way it is. And don't do private things. So it's because the Rabbanan, caring about people, caring about Hezekiah, made a takana of wall, but that causes that there's an Isser. So we're arguing with Rav Shimon. We're saying, of course, there's an Isser, but the Isser is only a result of the fact that there's a wall. Very similar to what the Gemara said, Nafal Shiny, even the Mount Damar Hezekiah Lashma Hezek. The fact that there was a wall. May that's by Nafal that the fact that there was actually a wall makes Hezekiah Shmo Hezek. So
are
the
you
fact that there's a takana of a wall makes it makes the Isser. So
it doesn't sound like you're simply saying the machlokas between Lav Shmei and Shmei is whether or not you have privacy laws or not, whether you have a right to privacy. You're not saying that the machlokas between Lo Shmei and Lav Shmei.
The machlokes between Shmei and Lav Shmei is two things. Shmei holds that Rabbanan are misaken, you should build a wall. And Shmei holds that there's an Isser. And Lav Shmei holds that you don't have to build a wall and there is no Isser.
But I'm
assuming that those two things are totally Zebizet. I'm trying to explain it. Their machlokes are in two things. Their machlokes in Yeredeya. And their machlokes in Chayshim Mishnah.
Why can't you?
The question very often is, if their machlokes is in two things, is that A causes B and C, and in other words, which would be the simple shot, they argue whether Hezekiah Shmo Hezek, and if Hezekiah Shmo Hezek has two ramifications, or Fakert, A causes B. They argue whether, you know, there's the fact that the Rabbanan made a chiyuv wall causes the Isser. So if they didn't make a chiyuv wall, they didn't make an chiyuv Isser.
But they made a chiyuv wall. Isn't it whether or not there's privacy or not? I can. I'm trying to simplify
it's all,
here.
It's all totally. It's a chain.
No, but you're making it complicated. Like one's telling it. The machlokas between right. Lo Shmei and Shmei is whether or not you have the right to privacy or not, and that will then determine money and you're there.
But the way it started is the Drabana Mega Takana of a wall, which
gave me
a right of privacy, which Rameda created, and it's a Yoredeya. So there's a chain. So the Madomer that says Lav Shmei Hezek says Rabana never were misaking the Chi of wall, Mimeda. There's no Yoredeya Isser because you have no right of privacy, and I'm not hurting you because you never had it. The Madomer Shmei Hezek says Rabbanan we're misaking a wall. Once I'm misaking a wall, so now I mean mazik you when I look. So therefore in Sif Gimel in the just go through the chesed in Sif Gimel where there's supposed to be a wall. Enemai, you're a pauper and you're not you can't afford it, but there's supposed to be a wall. Means I'm supposed to have privacy here. So I'm supposed to have privacy here. So what in the world are you doing? You're taking away what I'm supposed to have. There's supposed to be a wall here. It means I'm supposed to be able to do private things in this rishus. And now you're looking here and you're not allowing me to do those private things. So you're being mazik me. But on Sif Gimel, Aleph, where you're Moichel, there isn't supposed to be a wall. If there isn't supposed to be a wall, then I'm not depriving you of anything because. Because you never have the right. You don't have the right to privacy.
There is Rebbe saying the mechila is just the equivalent of lav shmei hezek.
What
is when he's moichel? Is he be'etzim saying lav shmei hezek?
I don't think he's saying it, but it becomes the same thing. It results in the same. It's not that his das was I wanted to be like lav shmei hezek. That's not. I'm not saying such a lomdish thing. I'm saying he was moichel the wall. He's just moichel the wall. He's not getting into Shmeya. But the result of being moichel the wall is that you don't have any rights of privacy here. So then I'm not mazik you. This is if two people buy a field together and they agree that we should look at each other. So you never had the rights of privacy. So what are you complaining about? I'm taking something away from you. You never had it.
If the tzura of the takana the Rebbe is described would have been instead of you have to build a wall for your neighbor, they would have said the privacy is really important. It's super important. So Bezdin has to build walls around everyone's chatzar, and you went ahead and you are moichel. I don't need the chatzar. I don't need privacy. Would the same thing apply? Or it's only because you have to build a wall for your neighbor.
I don't know if you can be meichel on something that's not a chiyav on you. Mechila has to be on a mamon is chiyav on you.
What I'm getting at is the Rosh's notion of commission is sounds like the driving force why this works is because Reuven owes his neighbor to build the wall, and his neighbor is meichel there. Right. In fact, it's the takanas hachamim that gave the added dimension of asset to this property. And you meichel that. Once you meichel it, you render your private property into a non-privacy property. Tfias mamayin l'sayeya b'kaisel is higher, not the point.
No, so I'm saying, I don't know if the Rosh is going into that point. I'm not claiming the Rosh is saying my point. I'm saying the Rosh is only discussing that there's a chi of kaisel, which is a chi of mamayinus, and the mechila helped with the chi of mamonis. The Rosh is assuming that you're smart on your own, and you'll figure out since you got rid of the chi of koso, so you understand by yourself that there's no hezek, because the hezek. I didn't claim. I mean, maybe I would. If I could, I would be nicer. But I wasn't claiming that the Rosh is speaking out what I said. I'm claiming that the Rosh left it to be self understood. The Rosh is only speaking out why there's no chiyuv to build the wall. But it's self understood that if you get rid of the chiyuv to build the wall, then I'm not bothering you because your property is no longer a property that's I made for privacy.
Wait, only if you say like Reb Shmuel before, like what Reb Shmuel said. What you're saying, a second step, how does it carry over to your day if you didn't have in mind to be mochel your privacy rights? How does it carry over? Because I know I don't want the wall. No, I'll be Michael the wall.
Right, sir. So the once you're Michael the wall. So
what does that mean? What did the guy have in mind?
He's Michael the wall. So
he didn't have in mind privacy rights.
From now on, there will be no wall in this property.
But he means privacy. He doesn't. I don't mind.
Somehow or another, that we didn't get into this question. Whether it's because if the wall is built, so therefore, but whatever it is, practically speaking, by your Michael the wall, there will never be a wall built on this property. We weren't asking on that.
How does that carry over your
granted, the Mechila helps that you don't have to build a wall, and we know this, there won't be for the next 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years of war on this property. But why am I allowed to stand there? I'm going, you hezek. I'm saying that once the hezek is that you're not allowing me to use the property, which is I made for privacy. But so if the property is not I made for privacy, it's not hezek. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Gimel. That's what the Hezek says. It's not made for privacy. So the even the Mandama that says hezek riyah shma hezek, says that once you go ahead and you get rid of the wall, then this property is not made for privacy. So how am I being mazik you? If the hezek would be like Rabbi Meltzer was saying, begin because I embarrass you, that might be different. But if the hezek is that I'm depriving you of the usage of the property, so it has to be that the property was supposed to be used for privacy, and I'm not letting you use it for what it's supposed to be used. But once you get rid of the wall, then you're redefining what the property is supposed to be used for. This property is supposed to be a basketball court. This property is not meant for privacy.
Doesn't it say that there's no chazaka because each one has a hezek on each other, right? Even though there's no wall, but he said, I don't think you can't make a chazaka. Why? Because the same way you were hurting me, I was hurting you. So you see, there's a hezek even without a wall.
No, because it's supposed to be a wall.
Because it's supposed to be. The Bais says he started Michael each other. The chazaka. But all the years without the wall.
We don't believe the guy was Michael. The guy's claiming we were never Michael. Right. That's the case. The guy's saying I was never Michael. No, I was never Michael. So you're mazik me, just like I'm mazik you. So then there's no chazaka. But that's true. If there's no mechira, so there's a chiyuv to build a wall. If there's a chiyuv to build a wall, then this is a property that's designated for privacy. There's different types of properties. There's property that are made to do private things in them, and there's property that are not made to do private things in them. The Ma'an Damar that says, Hezek Riyah Lashma Hezek, the Gemara says, he feels that property in front of your chatzar is not made for private usage. But Rashi says befeirush. The Ma'an Damar Shmei Hezek says, no, I say property is made for private usage. But then what makes it that's made for private usage is because it's supposed to be a wall. To build the wall, then the Ma'an Damar Hezek realized Shmei Hezek will agree to the Ma'an Damar Shmei Hezek that this property is not meant to be doing proper.
Why does Mechila to pay for the wall mean that it's not private property? I'll pay for the
because
wall.
It's, now, because you Mechila, there'll never be a wall here.
I'll build the wall. I will.
No, but as far as the there's no chiyuv to have a wall here. So then it's not a private, it's not a property that's designated that the automatic usage is for privacy.
Because if we have property together and we have a conversation and you say to me, don't you want to use your chutzah for private things? I say, sure. Don't you want to use the private things? Absolutely. That's Chazal's Das Torah. So maybe we should split and build a wall. Yes, that's what Chazal wants. But then you say to me, or I say to you, I really can't afford to build a wall. Do you mind just be my chami on my chi, like the Rosh says, my chi of moment to be Messiah? And you say, you know what, Dov, I'm my chi, your chi to pay for the wall. Wherein lies that you don't plan to use it for privacy? You probably plan.
Not that you plan, but the land is not no longer designated, because since the other person doesn't have to build the wall, so he is not deprived. In other words, you want to build the wall, then he won't deprive you either by looking. But he's not depriving you of privacy of by anything by looking, because even if he would look, if there's no wall, this property is not made the way the property is. If there's no wall, the property is not made for privacy. You want to build the wall, then build the wall, then it will be made for privacy. The mazik we're saying is that I'm stopping you from using your property for privacy. Once you were Michael, then you gave up the right of privacy unless you build a wall. So good, so build a wall. Okay.
Well, I don't see why that changes.
You don't build a wall. You don't have a property that's miyuchad for privacy.
I have a property that's miyuchad for a certain degree of privacy. You know what degree? That you shouldn't do more than you have to.
No.
Because the starting point is
the thing that's mechayim me not to look is because it's miyuchad for privacy. And once it's not miyuchad for real privacy, so there's no. Then that's a different type of chatzer. It's a different type of property.
Seems that's a burden of
that you to be on the one you would never use this property to do real private things in
it. Why can't he renege on it?
He could renege, but he
say, okay, now I want my privacy. Why not?
Because Ramaisa, the Rush says that on the chi of the build a wall is a chi of mominus, and on a chi of mominus you can't renege. So you can't bring back the chiyah of a building a wall. And once you can't bring back the chiyah of a building a wall, so it's a property that doesn't have a wall. A property without a wall is not.
Well, Michael the money, I'm not Michael the wall.
You were somehow or another, you were Michael the wall.
I don't now want to use my property for privacy. Thank you.
But this property is not meant for privacy anymore. What if you have property which is
I can't take it anymore. I thought I could take it. I can't take it anymore. No.
Good, but you don't own property that's meant for privacy. This is not a private. There's certain property. I'm sure there's such a metzias where it's impossible to build walls around it. I don't know. So it you can't use it for private things. That's just the way it is. So
no, that's because it's step one.
This property was never designated.
Good.
There's a 20-story apartment building, and
I have to use my property.
I buy a lot, and then I want to build a swimming pool. You can't, and then I'm gonna die in the hell. You're looking at my swimming pool. You can't build a swimming pool, and there's a 20-story building on top of you. It's not designated. There's no way you can have privacy in your swimming pool. It's not. So then you can then wasn't. It's not the third mazik. You this property was not meant for a swimming pool. It wasn't feasible. So once you're Michael the Kaito, so this property is no longer feasible for doing private things. It's exactly like the Svara of the Gemara in the Mount Amar Hezek Rialatma Hezek. So it's a two-step process. But Meida, the Rush is very good. The Rush is saying the whole way the being mazik is because it's a property that's designated for privacy. What makes it a property that's designated for privacy? Because you could do privacy in it because it's supposed to be a wall. So in Sif Gimel, it is supposed to be a wall. Except the guys and Ani, but there's supposed to be a wall. So that's what this property is meant for. That's what this is supposed to be, a property that's used for privacy. So then you're being mazik me. You're depriving me. So you got to go out of your way. But if it's not meant way, for privacy, so you're not. I'm not mechuyav to go out of my way because it's not meant for that.
The fact that the poor doesn't make it now, that'll change the circumstances. No,
when you get money, you'll build the wall. It doesn't
remove. No, but right now, it's not for privacy. Right okay. Now,
Rebbe would say that this is only by chutzah, right? But everywhere else, the hezek comes before the wall, correct? By bias, the hezek comes before the wall.
I don't have such bikkias. I don't know where everyone
else. I'm saying bias. Gina, Rebbe gave the gag. Everything else, the hezek comes first, and then the chiyuv comes, right? Just the chatzar is different.
I don't answer those kind of trick questions because I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
The Rebbe started using Gina as an example.
What?
Rebbe started with using Gina as an example, so we have the right to go back to.
Okay, I was using the example, not again, the case of Nafal Shiny. I was using the Mount Dumber Hezek Lashma Hezek.
God, Rebbe started with God.
Lashma Hezek, that he holds that intrinsically the kotzer is not a makom for privacy, but when it's Nafal, then it is a makom for privacy. So the property can be changed, and it's how it's defined. Before, he says that, and the starting point is it's not called a makom for privacy. Once you had a wall, then it becomes transformed into a makom of privacy. So I'm just flipping it the other way. I think the Mandamar Hezek Yishma Hezek, he obviously holds the starting point is because it's privacy, but because there's supposed to be a wall. And therefore, it always becomes like Nafal.
So it's a Hezek Yishma Hezek. Rebbe saying is in the wall, and then the hezek is memela from that, right? So that means at the other places, the bias and the bias so shiny.
That when you're mechuyev to build a wall, therefore the property is designated. The purpose when you look at this property, you envision that you're going to do private things here. When you bought the house, your intention was, and everyone assumed you're going to be a wall and you'll do private things. So that was your das. That's everyone's das.
You don't have to say this smaller, right?
That's what people are. That's in the nature of life. That a house comes with a wall, and therefore you do private things in your backyard. So now, if the other guy is going to be staring at you because he can't afford a stud, then he's being massacred.
I'm just saying. By chaloin, it's a real hezek. We don't have to say because it's a chiyuv to make a separation or by bias.
Chaloin is. I'm sorry. The guy built the.
Use the case with the gog. When the case with the gog. When the person, I don't know when you come to the gog, and therefore you mazik me. So right. Over there, really, it was designated for privacy before the chiyuv of the wall.
Right, because you're there because there's an automatic, the wall. The wall is in mitzias because of the gog. The nature of the geography is that there's a wall here. The my property is private. It has natural walls around it.
Is there such a thing as hezek v'yishmei hezek Rebbe?
Except for your gag, which you don't stand on. So the property came which from Shachis he made Bracious with walls around it. So then it's made for privacy. Now you have to have a gag. And then you're being mazik me by looking on your gag.
I answered, but Rebbe, I was just trying to get to one point. Is there such a thing as hezek v'yishmei hezek without a chiyuv kaisel? Meaning, depending on the situation, do we start? There's a hezek riyah. You know, look, not the hezek v'yishmei hezek. Oh, there's a riyah problem.
It depends on the case. That every case is different. If the person had a property which he was doing private things on. Let's say that this and he it was let's say there was a so then for whatever reason then yes then there is hezek, but you first have to get to the point that you own a piece of property that is designated, that is zoned, that for privacy.
That's the chiddush and chatzer.
What?
That's the chiddush. Rebbe saying in chatzer the man that holds hezek yishmei hezek. If we need the wall establishes that that's the type of property it is.
Because the wall makes it. The mitzvah is the fact that there's a wall makes that that it's privacy. So the fact that Rabbanan made a chiyuv wall makes that it's privacy. Okay, let's stop right. I sent the peeps of a levush. Now I don't really know if the levush is good for me or bad for me. It's definitely not good for the. It's definitely not good for the Rav Shmuel. I definitely don't think it's good for Rav Shmuel, but the Levush is a very interesting sefer. Anyone is an excellent cheating sefer. People should know the tricks. The Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah, and Pshat is that he apparently did not like the fact that the Shulchan Aruch was mainly Sfardi, it was just Ramah footnotes. So he rewrote the whole Shulchan Aruch again, I'll be Derech Ashkenaz. And for a while, the Ashkenazim were using the Levush as the main Shulchan Aruch. That's why the Ayor Rabbah wrote his perish on the Levush. Shapira quotes a Yor Rabba. You try and find a Yor Rabba. The Rabba really is a perish on the Levush, not on the Shulchan Aruch. Because at one point in history, the main Shulchan Aruch in Ashkenaz land was the Levush. But apparently it somehow got out of, it lost in the race, so to speak, with the regular Shulchan Aruch. And more people were writing from on the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Levush became not used. But the Levush is an early Achron, 1600s. But what he does is he's more Ma'arich than the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says just the words, the Levush adds the Svaras. So whenever you want to know the Svara, like here, we want to know what is the Svara of Hezekria, it very often it pays to read the Levush. The Levush gives a more of a bigger picture. So that's what we only got.
Do Samana supposed to match up?
Yeah, the Samana do match up. In other words, okay, the Levush, the Samana were made by the Tour. I guess we're running out of time.
Right.
The Samana were made by the Tour, which is earlier. Then the Shulchan Aruch took the Tour and he read the Kitzer.
No, but I'm just pointing out that this is Kufnun Gimel, not Kufnun Zion.
Yeah, because in Kufnun Zion, the Rebush in Kufnun Zion says, look in Kufnun Gimel. I think that I sent two pages. And you know, when I sent two pages, I sent Kufnun Gimel and Kufnun Dawit. Okay, because this is the beginning where he introduces Hezekria. So now let's read it quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent it in the right before share. So he's giving an introduction to Hezekria, right? Yeah. This is the beginning of Nisgei Shcheinim. So then Kufnun Gimel. Far yadata kameh be the Torah shalah hazek lechaveira. The Torah so much doesn't want you. Now this is an introduction to all Nisgei Shcheinim, not only to Hezekria. Ugeshazikim chayv l'shane, which is far b'dinei nizikim, Hashem. In other words, it's going to cause it's so it's Mashmi saying it's Rabbanan, which is good for us. In other words, it's a din Rabbanan. He's not saying it's a deraisa. When Baruch Hashem, Gamro Chazal Shehezekria. Who has a god on my, the terrible thing. In other words, it sounds like he's trying to answer, why don't you have to pay for Hezekria? Which is because in the Bush, according to the Shmuel, that's a silly question. But according to the Parshat Pshat, that's real Hezek, so why don't you have to pay for it if you do it? So it sounds like he's saying, because you can't monetize it. Let's say you weren't marchik. Let's say in the case of Sif Gimel, whatever reason, you didn't build a kaiso, anyway, you're not poor. You went ahead and you didn't build a kaiso, you have a kaiso and you made a window in the kaiso and you sit there all day and you're mistaken on your neighbor because you're a nosy body. So the Shaila, see, sounds like the Levush is bothered by Akasha. So now you're doing Hezekria, and whenever you do a Hezek, you should have to pay. So according to the Shmuel, that's no Akasha. This is not a real Mazik. There's no Issa. You only pay when you're over the Avera Mazik. This is just you were over on the Takon of having a wall. But he seems to be bothered by you should have to pay. So he answers, because there's no value. There's no price. Sometimes something you can't give a set price, so you can't make a price. It's not that it's so little, it's so much. It's not undeterminable. The gam ain't a das of loso. The edge of the way they really talk about the figure of the chazam of Akish also did because of our Aver Chavero. And just quickly in the next one, he says, in the next page, Kufnun Dawid Gimel. I'm gonna raise him and cook them down. Gimel the Hezekria Hezek Godahu, but I'm not Pamu Mavish and Yitchin Sake. The Fika Amru Chazal, Shane, all them Rishoy, if Tokhan of the Kachikavero.
What were we trying to show from here?
I'm trying to show that it sounds like it's a real hezek.
How do you see that?
It's a real iser.
Not like Rebbe.
How do you see it? It's like me, because it sounds like he's saying it's a real din mazik. You know, there's even a problem. Why don't you pay for it?
What does he say? Why don't you pay for it? What does he say there?
In the first one,
not just deprivation of.
In Kufnun Gimel, he's saying, "Ad she'eno erech l'shanim, ki eino kitza."
What does that have to do? He's not asking how. Why don't you pay? He's saying.
What are they saying? Gamroy, because I'll try to reshare on the basis of their show. Brother Leno, who has a gadol ma'ayim. It has a gadol ma'ayim. There's a reason why you don't pay it because ain't no erech. It's not that ain't, according to Rav Shmuel, you don't pay because there's no reason to pay. I'm not a mazik. Rav Shmuel says you're not a mazik. So if I ask you, why don't you pay? You're not a mazik.
I don't think he's asking why you don't pay. He's saying, he's just trying to describe to you, although this is
saying that the Maisa ain't no Erech Lishanim. It sounds like he's saying there should be the Shanim, except ain't no Erech Lishanim.
Rav Shmuel could say the same speech. Rav Shmuel, why do you have to put up a wall? I don't want a wall. Rav Shmuel would say to you, do you know how damaging it is to invade someone's privacy? It's priceless. A person's entitled to privacy. So Chazal said, build a wall.
And I think he's saying who has a god on my eye and be the Torah Shlod Hazek Adero, it has a god on my eye, and she ain't erach the sharem, you ain't no kitsa. Okay, I have to read it more carefully. I don't know. I think it sounds like, and in the and then Sifkin says, the Hezek Ria has a God of whom I. According to Hezek or Shmuel, Shmuel says not even Hezek. It's Mutter. It's causing, he wouldn't say, has a God of whom I. And Shmuel, didn't Rav Shmuel learn write a Lashon that it's not even Hezek? I think he said, it's not real Hezek. This is not called Hezek.
Rebbe's point is to show that it's real Hezek here?
It's to show that it's an Isser. You know, he starts out, Kama Hikbida Torah Shola Hezek Chaveiro. Rav Shmuel is saying that the opening line, he keeps on saying it. According to Rav Shmuel, the Torah doesn't mind if you do this to your neighbor. There's no problem. You're allowed to do Hezek Ria to your neighbor. It's not a hezek that the Torah objects to, as far as doing it. You're allowed. It's how nizik laharchik is atzmo. How nizik laharchik is atzmo. The whole piece of the Levush. I'm over time, but is that he sounds like he's saying that this is a terrible hezek, and the Torah is so makbid that you shouldn't be makbid mazik your friend. You come and be that Torah. Torah is so makbid, it shouldn't be mazik. It's such a terrible thing to be mazik. It's such a horrendous aveira to be mazik. And if you're mazik, you have to pay. And he says that too. Shehizek chayev l'shanim. You know, according to the Bush, at least in Ezekria, there's no aveira. There's no terrible thing. He starts out, there's no shaykhus to chayev l'shanim. It's just a takana because it's a, they made it
like
a
build a wall. That means going to Rishmo, Rebbe saying?
Yeah, okay. I don't think that a bush, you know, just the opening line. According to the bush or not, the Torah doesn't care here. And there's no chiyah of the shanim here.
Rebbe, the man number has to be a lashmei hezek, would also argue in the lavush.
Yeah, because he holds it's not a real hezek.
Maybe that's just chutz. I'm saying the Melush is making it like it's all over, not just a din chutz. He says the next example he gives even a ziz. I'm saying I don't know if that's defining by chutz. The way he makes it is,
all over the place. He's saying this rule, right?
Yeah, but he's working in the Mount Dabra Hezek Rish Mezek. It sounds to me
that's a Hezek Gadol. The other Mount
Dabra that keeps on talking like this, and he says this in Kufnan Zion too, but it'll be much more bekitzer.
He said it's with the Rabbana.
I have to go, but it sounds to me like he's saying that it's
even though it's Midr Rabbana.
It's a what?
Even though it's Midr Rabbana, but. Yeah, but the damage itself.
You see how much a Torah Aser is being magic. You see the Torah makes you chai of the sharing. And this goes into that gedder of the Isser Mazik, of the chi of the sharing. According to the Shmuel, or Shimon, this has no shaykhs to the Parsha Mazikim. The Parsha Mazikim is an Isser. The Parsha Mazikim has a chi of Tashlumim. And he brings that chi of the chai of the sharing, the second line. Here there's no chiyuv hasharim. Here there's no mazik. There's no iser. There's no nothing. It's just a practical thing. The rabbanim want everyone to be happy and friendly and get the best of life. So, okay. All right. Anyway. Okay. So we'll have to think of what we'll start. And I'll try and email you, hopefully, for next week. We start a new sugya, I hope. Okay. All right. Shikayach, everyone.
Rabbi has to go. Rabbi has to go. Rabbi has a minute.
Yes, I can listen for a minute, yes.
Okay, so I just this is a little bit chutz type thing. Just basic understanding Hezek Riyah. Maybe there's just some, our modern sensitivities, but like, isn't Hezek Riyah really just a question of if you're doing deliberately staring and not looking at Agav? I mean, you live in an apartment building. So someone says to me, I saw that you turned for a second, you saw me in my kitchen. So I'll tell you, close your blinds. What do you want from me? But if you take out your binoculars, you sit down with a cup of iced tea and you're staring at me, so of course that's going to be, Isn't that a basic understanding?
But the Ramah in Zip Gimel says not like that. Ramah says that you have to go out of your way to minimize looking, not just so you can't.
So I have to close my blinds. I have to close my blinds.
Yes,
I should tell him that he should close his blinds.
Yes, right. I had that, and you're right. I had that, and when I was in Kodo in